The Yeshiva Gedol of Johannesburg proudly presents the Wednesday evening shiur, covering the Parashas HaShavua, the Yomim Tovim, and other special topics as delivered by its founder and Rosh HaYeshiva, Rabbi Israel Chaim Goldfein, Zichrono Livrocha. Details regarding how to order additional shiurim follow immediately after the conclusion of the shiur.
Vayeshiv Yaakov Beretz Meguri Ovi Beretz Kenoan. Yaakov dwelt in the land where his father dwelt, Eretz Canaan. That's Eretz Yisrael. Eile told us Yaakov, Yesiv ben Shva Asrei Shono, Hayarei Asechov Batsoin, Vunaris ben Ebilov, Es ben Ezilpun, Eshe Aviv, Ayo. These are the generations of Yaakov. Yosef was 17 years old. He was the shepherd, together with his brothers, of the sheep. He was a young lad, and he was together with ben Ebilov, Es ben Ezilpun, Eshe Aviv. These were the children of the maidservants of Yaakov, by Yovei Yosef is dibosom ro el avihem. And whatever he would see wrong in his brothers, what they were doing, he would bring this to his father. Yisrael ohav es Yosef mikol banav kiven zkunim hulei. And Yisrael loved Yosef from all of his sons, because he was the son of his old age. Va'osalek senis pasi, and he made for him a coat of many colors. Va'yiru echov ki Yosef ohav avihem mikol echov, va'yishnu Yosef v'leyochlu dabrei l'sholom. And his brothers, the brothers saw that Yaakov loved him, Yosef, more than all of the brothers, and they hated him for this, and they could not speak with him in peace. And Yosef had a dream, and he told the dream to the brothers, and through this it added more hatred. And he said to them, Shimuna achalem azeh asher chalomti. Listen to this dream which I have dreamt. V'hine anachnu ma'alumim alumim b'sei chasodeh, v'hine kom alumosi v'gam nitzovo, v'hine tisubenu alumei seichem, v'tishtachavenu la'alumosi. We were gathering sheaves of grain in the field, and my sheaf stood up, upward, straight, and all of the others, sheaves which belong to you, all bowed down to mine. Vayemru le'achov ha'maloch timlech aleinu. His brother said, are you going to be king over us? Imoshel timshel bonu, will you rule over us? Vayosif eitz ne'iseach ha'lameisov al dvorov. And this only added additional hatred to Yosef because of his dreams and his words. Vayachalom od chalom acher. And he dreamt another dream. And he told his brothers, and I have dreamt another dream. The sun and the moon and 11 stars all bow down to me. This was to represent the sun was his father Yaakov, and the moon was his mother. And the 11 stars were the 11 brothers. I saper el oviv vel echov vayigar bo oviv. And he told this over to his father and to his brothers. And his father scolded him. What is this dream which you have dreamt? Will I and your mother and your brothers come and bow down to the ground to you? And his brothers hated him for this, but his father guarded this closely. She explains, Rashi explains, guarded this closely, Mitzapeh, Mamtinu Mitzapeh Mosai Yovoi, that he was hoping and waiting for this day to come, when that dream would be fulfilled. In order to get a better understanding into what was taking place here and why Yaakov loved Yosef more than the other sons, and he gave him this coat of many colors and so forth, We have to understand just who Yosef was. Rashi tells us in Pasuk Beis, Ele told us Yaakov Yosef. These are the generations of Yaakov. And then the Torah says Yosef ben Shvasre. Yosef was 17 years old. So Rashi tells us, Tolo HaKosuv told us Yaakov be Yosef. The Medrash tells us that the Pasuk refers to the generations of Yaakov as Yosef. Shari Iker told us Shel Yaakov Yosef. The main generations of Yaakov was Yosef from all of the other brothers. Rashi tells us in Pasuk Aleph, it's a Rashi Yosef that not all of the Sforim have. Rashi explains why does this parsha come immediately after the previous one, in which the previous one had listed off all of the great and mighty kings and generals that came from Esav. Vayeshev Yaakov, Hapishtoni hazeh nichnesu gmolov tunim pishton, apachomi tomo. A leader of camels came in carrying all types of camel loads of flax. And the Bechomi Tomo, Ono Yikone is Kol HaPishtin Hazeh. And the man who was with fire, a blacksmith, a metal worker, so he wondered, where will there be place for all of this flax? Oye Pikeach Echod Meshiv Lei Nitzad Echod Yetzim Mapuch Shel Chosh Yoseidif Eskulei. So someone with a sense of humor answered him. He said that from your fire will solve the situation. One spark from your fire and you'll have place for all of the flax. Kach Yaakov ro kol alufim haksubim lamalo. Yaakov saw all of the great kings and generals that were to come from Esav. This he foresaw with prophecy. Tom avoma miyochel lich b'eshes kulen. And he wondered, how is it possible? Who is going to destroy all of these? Yaakov knew that there would be a war, halocha she'esav seine es Yaakov, that Esav would hate him all of the time and would make war with him. Yaakov started to wonder and become afraid. Who is going to destroy all of these generals and all of these kings that come from Esav? Maksiv lemata ele toldos Yaakov Yosef. Therefore the Torah writes, these are the generations of Yaakov, Yosef. Through Yosef, you will be able to destroy Esav. States, V'hoya b'es Yaakov Esh, the house of Yaakov, the house of Jacob, is a fire. B'es Yosef Lehovo, and the house of Yosef is a flame. U'b'es Esav Lekash, and the house of Esav is straw. A flame will come out of the house of Jacob, which is Yosef, and that will destroy Esau's house entirely. A fire is something which just has a potential power. If there's no flame, then it cannot destroy at a distance. Yosef will be that flame. This is brought also in Parshas Vayetse. In Lamed Posachofei, Vayika Sheyolda Rochel as Yosef, when Rochel gave birth to Yosef, Vayome Yaakov al Lovon, Yaakov said to Lovon Shalcheini. He said to Lovan, send me away now so I can go back to my place and to my land. So the question is asked, Yaakov had already given birth, he and his wives, to all of the sons except Binyamin. Yosef was the next to the last. If he wanted to go home, Why didn't he decide to go home before? Why now? So again, Rashi brings this. Mishenoleit sitnei shel Esav. Yaakov was not prepared to go back home and to confront Esav until Yosef was born. Because Yosef was the sitnei shel Esav, Yosef would be the adversary to Esav. And then Rashi brings the same thing with the house of Jacob is a fire and the house of Yosef is a flame. Eish b'leilahova eina shaylit lemerchok. Mishaneilit Yosef botach Yaakov ba'akorish borchov erotzaloshuv. The power that would destroy Esav was Yosef. Only when Yosef was born, then Yaakov was confident in HaKadosh Baruch Hu that he would be able to return and confront Esav. Also, we see in Parshas Vayishlach, which was last week's Parsha, that when Yaakov came in the beginning of Parshas Vayishlach, Yaakov came to meet Esav. He said, he commanded his servants, or his, he commanded the malochim, the shluchim, or the angels to say, that this is what you shall tell my lord Esav. That I have shor, I have cattle, I have donkeys, I have sheep, I have servants and I have maidservants. So the Medrash says, Vahili Shor. The first thing he mentioned was Shor. Shor is a Yosef. This, every tribe had a symbol. And the symbol of Yosef was that of the bull. So when he told Esav, Vahili Shor, I have Shor, he was referring to Yosef. That I'm not afraid of you because I have Yosef. What do we see from this? Two things. First of all, Yosef was the Ikar Toldos. Yaakov was the main generations, the main offspring of Yaakov. Secondly, Yosef was the Ikar Sitnei shel Esav. He was to become the main adversary against Esav. He would be the one who would be able to confront Esav. What is the explanation of this? Yaakov, as we've been explaining in the past several parshas, Yaakov was the Ishtam, Yeshiva Olim. He was the perfect, upright person, the one who dwelled in the tents of Torah. And he was the perfection of all of the Oves of Abraham and Yitzchok. And Surase Choku Kalkisi Yaakoved, he reached such perfection that his image was shewed on the throne of the Almighty. And he was the one who had perfected the Tzelem Elohim, the image of Hashem, which was put into man. And he was the one who was Soriso im Elohim v'im Anoshim v'tuchal, who dueled with the Almighty, with angels and with men, and he was victorious. He was the perfection of the spiritual power, the spiritual giant on this world. And he had come to the highest level of any man in this area. This was Yaakov. Esav was totally contrary to this. Esav was the Ish Yodea Tzayid Ish Sodeh. He was the man of the hunt, the man of the field. He was the one who had physical powers, the one who would inherit the physical world, like we were speaking about in many shurim. And he was Sayyid Dufiv, Yedeyat Sayyid, where he knew how to hunt with his mouth. He could deceive everyone. He was the master of sheker, of deceit, and lies and duplicity, to the point where he even deceived his own father Yitzchok. And therefore, they were totally contrary. This was the one who
had sunk into the depths of the material world and of lies and deceit and falsehood. And this is the one who elevated himself to the highest levels of the spiritual world, to the level of Torah and Emes. To the level of Torah and Emes. Now, Yaakov took all of his powers. All of the powers which he had inherited and he had perfected from Avram and Yitzchok. He took all of these powers, and what did he do with them? He gave them over to his children. These are the Yud Bei Shvatim, the 12 sons. And as we see in the Parsha Vayichi, that he blessed all of his children. And when he blessed them, he blessed each one in a different way. He didn't just give an overall bracha to all 12 children. Each one, Reuven, Shimon, Levi, Yehuda, he gave a specific bracha to. What was he doing? He was giving each one a particular power that he had perfected. And he had foreseen in their sons. He had foreseen that they had inherited his powers, and his abilities, and his talents, and each one accordingly. And each one had worked in his own to perfect it. So he blessed each one accordingly. Ish ki bechosai beirachoso. That each one he blessed in accordance to their own particular power. Yosef was not like that. Yosef inherited all of the powers of Yaakov. He didn't inherit only one individual power of Yaakov, but all of the powers. Each one was a prat, was an individual. Yosef was a klal, all-encompassing. Yosef was the real heir of all of the perfections and the talents of his father Yaakov. Each one was, if we would compare, give an example, each one was like a candle. Yosef was a fire. That's what it means. Eile told us Yaakov Yosef. These are the generations of Yaakov Yosef. Tola Hakosuv Tol Iker Toldosov be Yosef. But the main inheritance, the main generations that were to come through Yaakov was Yosef. Even though all of the Yud Bei Shvatim, all of the 12 sons, were to, from here would come Klal Yisrael, the nation of Israel, and through this would come all of the perfections of Avraham and Yitzchok and Yaakov. But the main line, the main heir, and the one that was all-encompassing was Yosef. Now besides the fact that Yosef merited this through his tremendous powers and abilities and tremendous efforts, he was able to become the Mamalamokum, the one who would fill the place, fill the shoes of his father Yaakov. Besides the fact that he merited it, also, it should have been that way. Also, why? Because really Yosef was the Bechor. Yosef was the firstborn. And we always find that the firstborn inherits more of the father than the other children. Why was Yosef the firstborn? He actually was the 11th. So the answer is, he was the firstborn of Rochel. Rochel had two sons, Yosef and Binyamin. And actually Yaakov, therefore, had two firstborns. Reuven, which was the firstborn from Leah, and that was the first one to be born of all the 12 sons. And Yosef, who was the firstborn of Rochel. So he had two firstborns. But between these two firstborns, The real firstborn, as far as Yaakov was concerned, was Yosef. Why? And Rashi brings it here in our Sedra. Shekol atzmoy le'ovar etzel Lavan ele bishvil Rachel. Because the whole reason why he went to Lavan, to the house of Lavan, and the whole reason why he worked 14 years was only for Rachel. This that he married Leah, that was through the deception of Lavan. And for that reason, he always considered Rachel as his main wife. Rachel is referred to in the Torah as Eshes Yaakov, the wife of Yaakov. And Rachel is referred to also as the Akeres Habayis, the mainstay of the home, the foundation of the house. And the Chazal bring that all of the sons were admitted to this. They all admitted to it. Because in Rus, where they were giving a bracha to Boaz, and Boaz was from the house of Yehuda, which is from the house of Leah, and they said that Rus should be to you like Rachel and Leah. Higdim Rachel and Leah. They first mentioned Rachel and then Leah, even though their mother was Leah. So since the main wife of Yosef, of Yaakov, was Rachel, therefore the main Bechor that he had was Yosef. So therefore, accordingly, Yosef not only came to this through his ability, but also this was his inherent right. Actually, we see this in Parshas Vayetze. When Yaakov gave birth to his first son, Reuven, this is in Parshas Vayetze, Chof Tes Lamed Beis, Batar Leo Vatelet Beim. Leah conceived, and she gave birth to a son, Vatikra Shmei Reuven, and she called him Reuven. So Rashi brings the Gemara in Brochas Dav Zayin. What does it mean, Reuven? Reuven is made up of two words, Reu, Bein. See my son. Leah said like this, Reu ma Bein b'ni, Reu ma Bein b'ni leven chomi. See the difference between my son and the son, and leven chomi, and the son of my father-in-law. She was referring to the son of Yitzchok, Esav. See the difference between my son and the son of my father-in-law and Esav. Why? Shemochar b'cheir le Yaakov v'zeh le mochre le Yosef v'le irer elov v'le eid shele irer elov v'le shebikish le itzi min abor. Esav sold his first birthright to Yaakov. So he gave it away. And even though he sold it willingly, he never forgave Yaakov for it. He always hated Yaakov. He said, he came and he took my birthright. What do you mean he took it? He asked you if you wanted to sell it, and you said yes, and you sold it. So even though he sold him his birthright, he never forgave Yaakov for this and always hated him for it. She said, my son, this she said with prophecy, my son, who should be the firstborn, because he is the firstborn of Yaakov, Reuven, never gave his birthright away to Yosef. And when Yosef was considered the firstborn by Yaakov, he never made any objections. He never hated him for it. He should have, because he was the real firstborn, and now Yaakov is considering Yosef as the firstborn. He never made any objections, and he never made any dispute with Machlekes, and he didn't hate him for it. And not only that, but when they wanted to kill Yosef, Reuven is the one who came and intervened and said, don't kill him. And Reuven had a plan that he said, put him in the pit, and Reuven had a plan, he would come back to save him. So Reuven, this is why she called him Reuven, see the difference between my firstborn and the firstborn of my father-in-law. The firstborn of my father-in-law gave away his birthright. And still he hated Yaakov for it. He hated his brother for it. And my firstborn never gave away his birthright, and even though it was taken from him, he never hated his brother for it. And not only that, he even was willing to save his brother. So we see that Yosef was, as far as Yaakov was concerned, the firstborn, and therefore, by rights, he was to become the heir, and he grew into that right. He merited it. He perfected himself. Now we can understand what the Torah tells us. Yisrael o'avesh Yosef mikol bonov kivens kunim hulei v'oselek senes pasim. That Jacob loved Yosef more than all of the sons, kivens kunim hulei, because he was the son of his old age, v'oselek senes pasim, and he made for him a coat of many colors. Rashi tells us, what does it mean, ben skunim hulei? The simple explanation is, shemelid le'isik nose, because he was born in his old age. He was the son of his old age. But that in itself is not sufficient, because if that would be the case, then he should have loved Binyamin more than all of the other sons, because Binyamin is the one who was born in his the nature of the person, where he always loves the one that's born in his old age and the one that's born the latest. So that should have been Binyamin, not Yosef. So therefore, the Medrash comes in darshans. So he brings Unkelis, which is the Medrash, which is also a Medrash. Unkelis Tirgim Bar Chach Chochim Hu Lei. Kol Ma Shilomar Mishem Ve'Ever Mosa Lei. Unkelis tells us, Ben Zikunim doesn't mean old age, but Zikno here means Chochma. He was the son of his wisdom. He loved him more than all of the other sons. He was the son of his wisdom. Everything that he learned by Shem and Aver, he gave over to Yosef. That's one explanation. Second explanation, Ziv Ukinon Shalei Deimelei. He loved him. What does it mean, Ben Zkunim Hulo? The radiance and the beauty that Yaakov had, Yosef inherited. This Yosef had more than all of the other sons. So, two reasons are given why he loved him. He was the son of his wisdom. He was the son of his radiance. He inherited the radiance. Now, both of these facts have great depth in them. Why was he the son of his wisdom? This means that he inherited more Torah from Yaakov than any of the other sons. And this is very significant by Yaakov, because Yaakov was the Baal HaTorah. Yaakov was the one who perfected the Torah. States Yaakov Ish Tam Yeshiva Oli. He was the perfect man who dwelled in the tents, and the Chazal tell us the tents of Torah, the tents of Shem Ve'Ever. Yaakov had come higher in levels of Torah than any of the other Ovish. So if Yosef inherited more wisdom from Yaakov, this is referring to the essence of Yaakov. And this is why it states, Kol Chochma Shalomad Eitzel Shem Ve'Ever Mosa LeYosef. All of the wisdom which he studied by Shem Ve'Ever he gave to Yosef. In other words, he was giving to him the level of Yosef Olim, the dweller of the tents, that he himself had. That level that Yaakov had, Yosef Olim, that he gave to Yosef. All of the secrets of the Torah that he studied, he gave to Yosef and not the other sons. The second fact which is brought, that he loved his son Yosef more than anyone else, because Zivu Kinan Deimelei, he had inherited the radiance of his face, his physical beauty. This is also something very significant, because the physical beauty of Yaakov was not physical. We see Tzurase Choku Kalkise Yaakovet. His image was shewed out on the throne of the Almighty. And we mentioned just a few weeks ago that when Yosef had the dream and the Malachim, the angels, were going up and down, the Gemara in Peregira Noshe brings, what were they going up and down for? They were going up and they were going down and looking at this person, and then going up and seeing the same image on the throne of the Almighty. And he saw that his physical beauty wasn't for this world. This radiance was something out of this world. And they became very jealous, and they wanted to kill him. And Hashem Nitzavolov and HaKadosh Baruch Hu had to guard him from the angels. So when it says that Yosef inherited this radiance, this is not speaking merely of something that we would just consider physical. And it goes further, like we've mentioned. The Gemara in Baba Metzia, Perek HaSecher es HaPeilim, states, Shufra de Yaakov ki Shufra de Odom HaRishon, that the radiance of Yaakov was like the radiance of Odom HaRishon, of the first man. And this has to do with the Tzelem Elokim, with the image of the Almighty. The radiance of Odom HaRishon was so great because HaKadosh Baruch Hu had given him the Tzelem Elokim, the image of the Almighty, and it went to Odom HaRishon, to the first man, more than anyway. This was the source, more than any other person. And Yaakov came to that level more than any other person. And that's why it states that the Shufra, the radiance of Yaakov, was like the radiance of Odom HaRishon, the first man. So now if it states that Yosef was ben zikunim hulo, and what does it mean, zikunim, ziv ukinon shalei, the radiance and the glory of his image Yosef inherited, then we're speaking already about the Tzelem Elokim, the image of the Almighty. And this caused Yaakov to see in Yosef a greatness that none of the other sons could come to. And we see from the Psukim that Yosef was a very, very attractive, handsome man. The Torah tells us in this parsha, in Posik Bov of Perek Lamet Tes, Vahi Yosef Yafei Soya Vifei Mare. Yosef was very, very handsome and very beautiful. And we see from the episode of Eishes Potiphar that the wife of Potiphar, she was going to all extents in order to attract and to tempt Yosef. And it states, Bon Sodu Aleshur. This is in the Brochus of Vayechi. The Medrash tells us when Yosef became king and he used to walk through the streets of Egypt, all the daughters of Egypt would go up on the walls, Aleshur, on the walls of the buildings, in order to be able to gaze at Yosef. And they used to throw at him their jewelry in order to try to attract or distract him so he should look their way and they'll be able to gaze at him. But it states Yosef would look straight ahead. So his beauty and his image was remarkable. And Yaakov saw in this that he was the heir, he was the inheritor of the Tzelem Elokim, of the Chokhu Kalkisi HaKovet, what was hewed out on the throne of the Almighty. Therefore, Yisrael Oav Yosef Esh Yosef Mikol Bonov. And we saw that he inherited the Keches HaTorah, the powers, the wisdom of Torah from him, and he was inheriting the Tzelem Elokim, the image of the Almighty from him. He knew that this one is his main heir. All of the others will inherit one facet. He'll inherit his essence. Therefore, also like Xenis Passim, he made him a Xenis Passim. And the Medrash tells us even more. When it states that he was Deimelei, that he was similar to Yosef, was similar to Yaakov, doesn't only mean physically he was similar, that they looked alike. The Medrash tells us they were similar in every way. She called Ma Sheira Li Yaakov, Ira Li Yosef. Whatever happened to Yaakov happened to Yosef. Medrash tells us in Parshas, here in Vayeshev, Parshas Pei Dalet, Osbov. Why does it say Ela told us Yaakov Yosef? These are the generations of Yaakov Yosef. It should say these are the generations of Yaakov Reuven. Reuven was the first generation. Because what happened to one, what Yaakov happened to the other. Yaakov was born mohu. He was born circumcised. Didn't need a bris milah. Yosef also was born circumcised. Ma ze ima yakora, af ze ima yakora. Yaakov's mother, who was Rivka, she was an akora, she was barren for many years. Af ze ima yakora, akora. Yosef's mother, who was Rochel, also was barren for many years. Ma ze ima yoldeshnaim, af ze ima yoldeshnaim. Yaakov's mother, Rivka, gave birth to two sons, Yaakov and Esav. Yosef's mother, Rachel, also gave birth to two sons, Yosef and Binyamin. Ma ze bechor, af ze bechor. Yaakov was the firstborn. How was Yaakov a firstborn? He wasn't. He was the firstborn because he bought, legally, the birthright from Esav. Af ze bechor. Yosef also was firstborn. He was the firstborn of Rachel. And as far as Yaakov was concerned, that was his firstborn, because he came to the house of Lavan for Rachel. Rivka, when she gave birth to Yaakov, it was not an easy birth. She had so much trouble, so much extraordinary trouble, that she went to Shem, the prophet, to ask what's going on. There was tremendous turbulence. Later, Rachel also had tremendous trouble when she gave birth to Yosef. She died during birth. Maze echov seini meisay, maze ochiv seini meisay, avze echov seini meisay. Maze echov seini meisay, avze ochiv seini meisay. Yosef, his brothers hated him. Yaakov, his brother hated him. Mazer Echov Bike Ochiv Bikesh Lahorge Avze Bikshu Echov Lahorge. Yaakov's brother Esav wanted to kill him. Yosef's brothers also wanted to kill him. Mazer Avzer. Yaakov was a shepherd. When he went to the house of Laban, he became a shepherd for him. And here also it states Reya that Yosef was a shepherd. Zenistam is Zenistam. This one was hated and this one was hated. Zenignam shnei pomim, zenignam shnei pomim. This one was stolen and this one was stolen. What does it mean? This one was stolen by Yosef because he was kidnapped and he was stolen. What does it mean by Yaakov that he was stolen? I think what it's referring to, that he was deceived by Laban, but I'm not sure. Zenis Borach Baisha and Zenis Borach Baisha. Yaakov was blessed with wealth in the end, and Yosef was blessed with wealth in the end. Yosef became from the wealthiest people in the world when he became the viceroy to Paroi during the years of famine and the years of plenty. Both were forced to go outside of Eretz Yisrael. Yaakov went to the house of Laban, and Yosef went to Egypt. Both married outside of Eretz Yisrael. Yaakov in the house of Laban and Yosef in Egypt married. Both gave birth to sons outside of Eretz Yisrael. Yaakov gave birth to all of his sons outside of Eretz Yisrael, with the exception of the last son, Binyamin. He was born in Eretz Yisrael. And they all were born in the house of Laban. And Yosef gave birth to Menashe and Ephraim in Egypt. Both were escorted by angels. Yaakov was escorted by angels. It states that when he went to sleep, and angels were coming up and going down, so since he was leaving Eretz Yisrael, and an angel in Eretz Yisrael has no permission to go outside of Eretz Yisrael, so there was a change of the guard, and that's what the angels were going up and down, the Gemara says, according to one pshat. So we see he was escorted by angels. The Zelivu Malochim. And this one was escorted by angels. Where do we see this? So the Meforshim are not too sure, but one pshat is because in our Sedra, when it states that Yaakov sent Yosef to go find out how your brothers are, so it states by Yimso Eyo Ish. He met a man and he asked him, where is, the man says, what are you looking for? He says, I'm looking for my brothers. Who was this man? So Rashi brings this man was an angel. I believe it was Gavriel. Let's see, just what does Rashi say? Huh? It was Gavriel. Yeah, so Rashi, so we see that Yosef also had a confrontation with angels. Yaakov became great, or Yaakov's greatness was revealed to him through a prophecy of a dream. When he went to sleep in Beis El, he dreamt of a ladder, and the base was here, and the ladder was in, the head of the ladder was in the heavens, and this was denoting to him that he was going to go up to the heavens. And Yosef's greatness was revealed to him through a dream, like we've just read. He dreamt that everybody would come and bow down to him. Yaakov's father-in-law's house became blessed because of him. It states that when he came to the house of Lavan, Lavan had no sons. What's the proof Lavan had no sons? Because Rachel was the shepherdess, and Rachel would not be a shepherdess if she had brothers. And when he left the house of Lavan, it states that Lavan took his sons and they chased after Yaakov. Sons were born to the house of Lavan because of the schus of the barocha of Yaakov. Plus Lavan became a very wealthy man. And the same thing with Yosef. Yosef went to the house of Potiphar, and he married Potiphar's daughter. And it states that Potiphar found brocha, tremendous brocha from Yosef. Zeyora le Mitzrayim, Zeyora le Mitzrayim. Each one went down to Egypt. Zekol Esarov, Zekol Esarov. Each one brought an end to the famine. Zeh Mashbiya v'zeh Mashbiya. Each one, when he was going to die, Yaakov and Yosef, Yaakov demanded the sons, and Yosef demanded his brothers should take an oath that they will not leave him there. But when they go out, well, Yaakov immediately, and Yosef later on, when they go out of Egypt, they'll take them with him. Zemetzavi v'zemetzavi, each one commanded. Zemes b'mitzrayim, zemes b'mitzrayim, each one died in Egypt. Zenechtat v'zenechtat, each one was embalmed. In each one, their bones were taken out of Egypt and buried in Eretz Yisrael. So the Medrash goes through about 20 different cases. Excuse me, is it too drafty back there? Maybe if you close the door, it won't be so drafty. The Medrash goes through about 20 cases where Kol Mashi Ira Le Yaakov Ira Le Yosef. Whatever happened to Yaakov happened to Yosef. So not only was Zivu Kinun Devalay, that the physical radiance was like Yaakov, but whatever was happening to Yaakov was happening to Yosef. So this shows also that all of the others inherited a particular perfection from Yaakov Avinu. Yosef, he inherited all of Yaakov Avinu. From this, we can come to understand another very important point. In Parshas Vayechi, where Yaakov called all the sons together before he died, and he blessed them all. If you'll study that Parsha, even though he gave each one a brocha, but in each one's brocha, the word brocha is not mentioned. He gives each one a brocha. Each one accordingly, according to his particular talent and perfection and ability. But he doesn't mention brocha by any of them. Ruvein b'cheri atokechi v'reishis eini yeseseis v'yeseroz pachas kamayim al tesar ki olisa mishki v'yavicho oschilal to yitziolo. If you look through the entire parsha, he does not mention the word brocha by any of them. Except by Yosef. By Yosef, there he sits, there he says, Me'el avicho v'ayazreko, v'yishadai v'yivocheko, b'yichai shomai me'ol, b'yichai steim revetzes tochas, b'yichai shadai v'rocham, b'yichai z'avicho govral, b'yichai z'heirai, atavis givas elam t'yena l'reishesi v'lokot ket nizir echov. He mentions brochas many times. The word brocha. What's the reason? So the Gaon writes in his Pirush Haggadah, and the Maral writes here in his Guraye, the brochas were given from HaKadosh Baruch Hu to Abraham. When HaKadosh Baruch Hu came to Abraham and he says, Lech Lecho, Me'atzecho, go out of your house, go out of your land, Vavachecho, and I will bless you. Then HaKadosh Baruch Hu told Abraham, I'm going to give you tremendous brochas. Birchas Hashem, Vagad Lashmecho, your name will become great. Birchas Azera, that you will have seed that will be multiplied throughout the entire earth. Birchas Oretz, that you will inherit the land of Eretz Yisrael. And Eishu, you'll have wealth. He gave him tremendous brochas. And then HaKadosh Baruch Hu told Abraham, the brochas are yours completely, to give to who you want to give. And Abraham gave the brochas to Yitzchak, not to Esav. And Yitzchak gave the brochas, excuse me, not to Ishmael. And Yitzchak gave the brochas to Yaakov. He wanted to give them to Esav. Had he given them to Esav, there would have been no Klal Yisrael. This is what the Gaon writes. But Rivki intervened. He gave them to Yaakov. So the brochas were given to Yaakov. Now, even though he blessed all of his sons, each one he blessed, and also it's brought that even though he blessed each one in his particular own right, he also gave the general bracha to each one. So each one also had a little of everything. But the Iker brachas Birchas Avraham, the main brachas that he received from Avraham and Yitzchak, that he did not give them. A facet of the brachas he gave to each one. But the entire brocha, that he only gave to Yosef. That's why in the entire parsha of the brochas, the word brocha is not mentioned by any son, except by Yosef, and there it's mentioned lavishly. And the Gurai goes one step further. He says, that's why it states, Birchais Ovicho, Govru al Birchais Horai. He says, Birchais Ovicho, the brochas of your father, the brochas of Yaakov I've given to you. My brochas, which I received from Yitzchak, which Yitzchak received from Avraham, which Avraham received from the Almighty, Birchas Avicho, that's what I'm giving you. Because this was Yosef. Yosef was Iker Toldesov, the real heir in entirety of Yaakov Avinu. Now from here, all of this that we've said, we see that Yosef excelled. He stood out. He was distinguished from all of the brothers, head and shoulders. Even though each one was from the Shiftei Kor, the sons which HaKadosh Baruch Hu had placed his name on each Shevet, on each son. And it states, Kulam Giborim, Kulam Tzadikim, Kulam Naim. They were all strong, they were all beautiful, and they were all righteous, like their father, and there was no defi or psalis, there was no imperfection in them. And this is the yesod of the foundation of the house of Israel. But still Yosef stood out above them, head and shoulders. And Yaakov saw this. And incidentally, the Gurai explains that this is why Zenistim is Zenistim. This is why both Yaakov and Yosef were so hated. When something stands out and something is head and shoulders above everything else, you're working against the force of gravity. There has to be conflict. When something is together with something else and rises above of it, just like we see in the physical world, there's a force against it, so in the spiritual world. And because Yaakov stood so much out above his brother and above his surroundings, and the same with Yosef, that's why there was this constant conflict. A similarity to this we find that when Klal Yisrael received the Torah on Har Sinai, Dafke, right at that time they went and they made the Egel Azov, the golden calf, which was the most serious sin they ever committed. Because it states that at that time they reached the highest level possible. Therefore the power of the Yetzer Hara and the Satan was at its greatest. The higher a level a person comes to, just like in the physical forces, that if you always stay on the ground, you don't have too much force against you. You try to go up, there'll be force, more force proportionately. This was with Yaakov and Yosef. And this is why that when Yaakov blessed Yosef, he said, "Tiyene v'reish Yosef v'lekot kei nezir echov." All of these brachas should come on your head, nezir echov. You should be the nezir echov. There's two explanations in nezir. One is nezir is a crown. You should be a crown to your brothers. Yaakov wanted Yosef to be the king over the brothers. You should be a crown to your brothers, because who's the king? The one who's head and shoulders over everyone else. And nezir also means prisha davua, Rashi brings from the Medrash. You should be separated from your brothers. Yosef was separated. He was so distinguished and excelled so much that he was totally separated from the brothers. And that's the word nezir from the word nozir, where someone who separates. And this was the brocha that Yaakov gave Yosef. That all of these brochas should come on your head, where you will be the crown to your brothers. Now we can understand that the Torah tells us in a seemingly simple posuk, Yisrael ohav es Yosef mikol bonov, that Yisrael loved Yosef from all of his sons, ki ven zkunim hulo, he was the son of his old age, or we mentioned the son of his wisdom, or the son of his radiance, ba'othelek seines pasim, and therefore he made him this coat of many colors. Now this coat of many colors wasn't just that he was giving him a maton or a gift, because it wouldn't have caused such a tumult. The coat of many colors was designated by Yaakov that he wanted him to be distinguished. He wanted him to have what the others didn't have, because he held he should be distinguished. He was the Bechor, he was the firstborn, and he was Mukhan Lamalchus. He was prepared and being groomed for royalty, for kingship. And this is why he gave him the Ksenes Pasim. And the other brothers, when the other brothers saw that the father was uplifting him above the others, well, then we come back to this principle we just mentioned. There was the force, the counterforce, therefore they hated him. Now that's not why they wanted to kill him, Cholila. Because if they wanted to kill him merely because of jealousy, then the Torah would not tell us that Kulam Tzadikim, they're all righteous. They would be Sheifchei Damim, they would be murderers. The reason they wanted to kill him, Vayisnak lo yisei la misei, that was for a different reason. Because they had different ideas. And their ideas also were very truly founded. This that the father loved Yosef more than the other sons, that they didn't like. That caused kina, caused jealousy. But this that the father was grooming Yosef to become the king of all of the brothers, which would mean he would be the king of Israel, and Yosef was playing the role. Yosef was pushing it. This they held was contrary to the Torah. Because they had, through tradition, that Yehuda was going to become the Melech. Yehuda would be the king. And they were right. Because in Parshas Vayechi, even though Yaakov gives a brocha to Yosef that he will be Nezir Echov, the crown of the brothers, he still gives a brocha to Yehuda, La Yosur Shevet Mi Yehuda, that the staff of royalty and of the ruler will never leave the hands of Yehuda. And David HaMelech and Shlomo HaMelech came from Yehuda, not from Yosef. And the Melech HaMashiach will come from the house of Yehuda.
the house of David, not from Yosef. And we really find that there were two kings in Klal Yisrael. We don't have time this evening to go into this. Once, several years ago, we gave a long shir on this. See, so we cannot go into it now, but just to give a little inkling as to show that this was, they weren't prepared to kill him just because they were jealous of him. But there were two kings in Israel, and there were two malchias in Israel, two kingships. And this was Yehuda and Ephraim and Manasseh. And Ephraim and Manasseh, this was the royalty of Yosef. And the rest of Israel was under Yehuda, was called Yehuda. And we find even that in the days to come, it's prophesied there'll be two Mashiachs. There'll be a Mashiach ben Yosef and a Mashiach ben Yehuda. So the brothers, they felt that Yosef was coming and usurping what belonged to Yehuda. And this they held was very serious ground. And they considered that this individual was getting too ambitious. And to the point where he'll destroy the destiny of Klal Yisrael. Therefore they decided to take that action. So that was the reason for their action. But Yaakov saw in Yosef this greatness, and he wanted to distinguish him. And therefore he gave him a coat of Ksenes Pasim, a coat of royalty, to distinguish that this was the coat of the Bechor, of the firstborn, and of the king. And this was also true because Yosef was a king. We see he had dreams of kingship. And that's why it states that when he came with the king, dreams of kingship, that his father guarded it. Even though openly he scolded him, but privately he was waiting for when it would be revealed. And we see it was revealed. It was revealed when he became the king of Egypt. And it was revealed when all of the brothers came down to him and bowed to him. And even his father had to come to him. And even his father had to rely on him for panosa and for livelihood. So it was revealed. This was the greatness of Yosef. Incidentally, Yaakov, though, did something wrong. Even though Yaakov saw this greatness in Yosef, he should not have flouted it so much in front of the brothers. A very important principle, the Chazal tell us, you do not flirt with danger. Okay. You see something, you have something, keep it to yourself. The Gemara Masechta Shabbos in the first Berak, I believe, tells us that a father should never show an extra love to one child amongst the other children. Because of this, Nisgalgol Amilsav Yodel LeMitzrayim, because Yaakov did not keep this principle, we ended up in Egypt. This is what led us going to Egypt. Yaakov showed extra favor to Yosef, and this started a jealousy amongst the brothers, and then one thing led to another until finally they sold him and he went down to Egypt and we went down. Now we were supposed to go anyhow, but we don't have to help the situation. And Yaakov understood this later. He didn't realize, see? He did not realize that this would cause hatred by the other brothers. But he understood this later. How do we know? Because later on, when Yosef came and started to tell every one of his dreams of grandeur, so then it states, Vayigar Boyoviv. His father told him to keep quiet. Once he saw that it was causing hatred, he told him to keep quiet. And then he was Shomar Asadovar, he kept it to himself. His hopes he kept to himself. So from here we learn an important principle. You have something good, keep it to yourself. Don't flirt it amongst others. You will create eva. You will create hatred. And that's a very dangerous situation. Now, if Yosef was such an heir of Yaakov, to the point where he wasn't just one of the individual sons, but he inherited all of Yaakov. Then, all of the sons, they were in a dimension of a son of Yaakov. Yosef then should have been in a dimension of one of the Ovis, of one of the fathers. Because the Ovis were the ones who had the entire Barucho of Abraham, he received from the Almighty, Yitzchok, and Yaakov. The sons already were just an individual point. What's the difference between a father and a son? Two differences. First of all, the father is the source. The son is the fruit. The father is the root of the tree. The son is the fruit of the tree. Secondly, the father has everything. The son doesn't necessarily get everything. He can get just a facet. But if Yosef received everything, and he received the entire brachos, so then he should not have been merely considered one of the sons. He should be considered as one of the fathers also. And this is true. This is true. Where do we find this? Yosef gave birth to two sons in Egypt, Ephraim and Manasseh. When Yaakov came down there and he saw these two sons, he said, Ephraim and Manasseh, Keruven v'Shimon Yuli. These two sons of Ephraim and Manasseh, these are not your sons, he told Yosef. These are my sons. They will be exactly the same as Reuven and Shimon. They will be counted amongst the 12 tribes. And lahalocha, legally, they are counted amongst the 12 tribes. When each son received a territory in Eretz Yisrael, Yosef did not receive one territory. He received two. One for Ephraim and one for Manasseh. When each one had a campsite, Yosef had two. One for Ephraim and one for Manasseh. When each one had a prince, a Nosi, Yosef had two. One for Ephraim and one for Manasseh. Where do we learn this? Because Yaakov said, Ephraim and Manasseh, your two sons are not your two sons. Reuben, Shimon, Yuli, they're my sons. They will be the same as Reuben and Shimon. Other sons you have, that will be your sons. So we see that Yosef did not play the role here of a son like the other sons, where their generations were just facets. But he played a role equal to Yaakov, that just like Yaakov gave birth to Shvatim, Yosef also did. And really, the Chazal tell us even further. The Chazal tell us, Hoyeroi li Yosef leholid yud beis Shvatim. Yosef was so great that really he was to have 12 sons, not only two, Manasseh and Ephraim, but 12 sons, where each one would be equal to the 12 of Yaakov. This is what the Chazal tell us. Yosef was so great, he was to have 12 sons, each one equal to the 12 of Yaakov. What happened? He fell a bit. He fell from his level. When? By the temptation of the wife of Potiphar. It states that this was a tremendous test and a tremendous temptation. And even though he did not submit to it, but in his mind he did submit a little. There's a discussion in the Gemara. What was he doing in the house at that time when everyone was away? According to one opinion, he was submitting to the temptation. That's why he had gone to the house. Except then he saw Tzurase Shel Yaakov Avinu, he saw the image of Yaakov Avinu came to him, and Yaakov said, do you want your name erased from the Cheshen HaMishpot, from the breastplate that the Kain Godel will wear, and there will be the names of all my sons, do you want your name erased? And then he fled. He fell a little. Now, for our level, he came out with flying colors. I mean, they didn't fall at all. But here we're speaking about someone who was not one of the Yud Bei Shiftei Kor, one of the 12 sons, but someone who's equal to Avram, Yitzchak, and Yaakov. And because he fell a little, see, he lost the schus of 10 sons. And he retained only the schus of 2 sons. That's why he had Ephraim and Manasseh, but before that, it was Roi LeYosef, the holy Yud Bei Bonim. The Maral says something very interesting. We see his 10 sons did become, did manifest themselves, but in a much weaker way. Binyamin, who was his only brother, his only full brother, Binyamin had 10 sons. When Binyamin came and finally was reunited with Yosef after so many years, 22 years, so they sat down and they talked. And Yosef asked him, "Tell me what took place all of this time. How are you?" So forth and so on. "Tell me about your family." So Binyamin told him about his family, his 10 sons. He said, "What are their names?" So he starts listing off very odd names, Kupim, Mupim, and so forth and so on. So he says, "What are the meanings of those names?" He says, "They're all named after you. Chupim Shaleiro Bechupose. I wasn't at your chupa, you weren't at my chupa." See? This one, which meant that he was lost between the nations. Each son of Binyamin, Binyamin had given him a name after Yosef. So the Maral brings out that you see that the tens, he did have 10 extra sons. Through Binyamin, he had 10 sons that were named after him. That was the manifestation of the 12 sons he was supposed to have. But not in the level of the 12 sons that he was supposed to have. And that he only retained 2. Because of the temptation of the Ashes 45, the wife of 45. But so here we see that Roy Hoy Yesiv Lahele Judbeis, he was capable, the potential of giving birth to 12, because he is not to be considered as one of the sons of Yaakov, but rather one of the Ovis, one of the fathers like Avram, Yitzchok, and Yaakov. When we began the shiur, we said that we see two things. That Yosef was the main generations of Yaakov, and secondly, he was the Sitna Shel Esav. He was to be the adversary of Esav. Why? So now the reason is very evident. The only adversary, the only one capable of conquering Esav, such a power as Esav was to be, was Yaakov himself. They were Tumim, they were twins. And they inherited the world, they inherited the worlds between them. And if there was anyone capable of conquering Esav, it was only Yaakov. Now Yaakov was worried. Because Yaakov had all of the potential powers. He had all of the potential powers. But he was worried of the manifestation of these powers. If you take a seed or you take a root of a tree, all of the potential energies are there. But where is the manifestation of it? When each son was born, the manifestation of a person's powers are through his fruits. When each son was born, he did not see through his prophecy and through his wisdom the growth and the manifestation of these powers. The power that could destroy Esau. When Yosef was born, he saw it. When Yosef was born, he saw the manifestations, the outgrowth of all of the powers of Yaakov. That's why he said, Vayomer Yaakov. He told his wives when Yosef was born, then he went, he told Lavan, "It's time for me to go back. I'm no longer afraid of Esav." Yaakov was the fire. But a fire without a flame cannot manifest itself to destroy. Yosef was this flame. The flame that inherited all of Yaakov. Botach Yaakov ba'akorish borchu. Now he was confident in akorish borchu that he was ready to meet Esav. And therefore when he came to meet Esav, he told him, "Ayili shor, chamor, I have everything." But the first thing he mentioned was shor. "I have shor and that's Yosef. I'm no longer afraid of you." And Yosef was called Yosef HaTzadik. That he inherited this perfection, this righteousness of his father. This gives us an insight as to who was Yosef and why Yaakov states, was Yisrael Oav as Yosef mikol bonav kiven skunim ulay ve'oselek seines pasim, that he loved him more than all of the other sons, and he gave him this coat of many colors, this coat of royalty.
The Yeshiva Gedola hopes that you have learned much from the presentation. For further information, or to order additional shiurim, please contact the Yeshiva Gedola of Johannesburg. Visit us on the web at www.ygj.co.za or contact us via email at audio@ygj.co.za, via phone at 011-648-7906, via fax at 011-648-0085, and via post at P.O. Box 66226, Broadway 2020, Johannesburg, South Africa.